The Pat Kenny Show
with MasterCard. Share an extraordinary experiences all over the world with priceless cities at priceless.com.
This is News Talk.
Notorious Love Island snob Jess Kelly has joined me in
How
studio.
Are you?
Jess, what's wrong with Love Island?
What's right with Love Island? I asked you there, what's appealing about it?
Just, you're watching these human relationships unfold. You're rooting for love. That's what's right about it.
Oh, vomit. You know? Ugh,
the
no.
celebration of all that's positive about humanity.
Yeah, you see, I'm on the other end of the spectrum. I celebrate all that's negative. I just sit there scowling at people. I don't care. I can barely tolerate the people that are in my life. Never mind people that are on the television. I just don't care. I'm sorry.
Well, on that positively cheery note, Jess is going to be back in studio a little bit later.
Listen to me, everybody.
With more of this upbeat analysis. What are we going to be talking about?
We're going to be talking about laptops. So over the last number of weeks, people have been texting in saying, my son or daughter is hoping to go to college. What device do I buy? I see a lot of sales on. There are so many
offers.
Do they
need a laptop going to college?
Yes. Why? What did you have?
A pen and paper and a library. You just go into the library and take out a book and you write down what you need.
All right.
And then you go to a computer lab. Do they exist, computer labs, in colleges now?
I think now they're
Big rooms full of just computers and you type up and then there's a printer in the corner and it prints out what you need and then you bring a hard copy down to the
So we had that when I went to UCD and we had those labs, but now I think they're predominantly just like bare desks that you can bring your own laptop into and then you can hook your laptop up onto the Wi-Fi and print it that way. We've gone so modern now since you've left school.
Oh my God, isn't this amazing?
It's a new
But anyway,
world.
Okay, so people do need these laptops. So this is an issue around this time of year
it
for
is.
Parents.
But the thing is, there are so many different criteria for what you can spend your money on, because there are laptops out there that are €300 and then there are laptops out there that are €3,000. So what's the difference? The big thing, the reason we're sort of shouting this out now is if you are on the hunt for a laptop, let us know what you want it for, because a laptop for just browsing the internet and watching Netflix is entirely different to a laptop if you know you are doing a course in architecture or if you're a big gamer. So let us know what you want, what your budget is and what you're going to use it for, and we will do our best to have some recommendations for you later on in the show.
People agree with you, Jess. People who listen to
yes.
this show, I don't know what is wrong with our listeners. This generation has lost that Love Island is a discussion on a radio station, question mark.
Don't be doing generational. Don't do a big sweep now. Just like it's a certain band of people, a massive band of people that are into Love Island. You can't swoop every person in a certain demographic with the one brush.
Peter in Wicklow, Love Island and its ilk is what brought us Brexit and Donald Trump. Come on, Peter. Come on. Love Island. Jack and Danny are not responsible for Donald Trump.
I sent that into studio.
They are responsible for all that is good in the world. Oh. Someone else, I agree with Jess. What hope do our kids have if adults are looking at this muck? Well, I put the kids to bed before I watch Love Island. I don't make them watch it, but I can't wait till they're old enough that we can share this experience together.
Oh my God.
The wonderful thing, isn't it?
No, that's appalling.
Keep those texts coming in, 53106. Jess will be back in about half an hour's time and we'll be talking through those laptops. I actually saw one of them, a little lovely. What colour was it, Jess? Rose gold, I called it.
It's called Blogger Hun Rose Gold, because the Blogger Huns have the rose great. Gold devices. So there you are now.
There we are. Jess Kelly has joined me in studio. Jess, we were chatting about laptops a little bit earlier.
Yes.
We're going to get into that in a moment. But I noticed my Twitter feed here in front of me has lots of questions about Dixon's. What's after happening?
So Dixon's Carphone, they have fallen victim to a data breach. This is not the first or the last, I fear, data breach story that we're going to be talking about in 2018. They're saying that the number of people impacted is far greater than first reported. It's looking around 10 million records containing personal data was accessed. So earlier this year, back in June, they said that 5.9 million customers had bank details and 1.2 million personal records had been hacked. But just in the last wee while, they sent out a statement saying our investigation, which is now nearing completion, has identified that approximately 10 million records containing personal data may have been accessed in 2017. So this is the company that's behind, obviously, Carphone Warehouse, Currys PC World. There's a few companies involved there now. So they are contacting customers both in the UK and here in Ireland. So if you do get a notification from them, don't just throw it into your junk box. Read it, check and see if you have been impacted and follow the advice. Obviously, we'll keep you updated across the day as we get more information.
Right. 53106 is the text number. Get your tech questions in. People have already been getting them in since we were chatting earlier. But before we get to any of them, laptops is what we're talking about.
Yes.
And the fact that we're, and that's back to college period of the year. Mm-hmm. A lot of college students, as you were saying, now a lot of courses demand access to a laptop.
Yes, indeed. And also, even if you're not a college student, now is the best time to buy a laptop because everywhere is doing deals. So if you are a self-employed person or if you're looking for a personal laptop, now is the best time. But there are three considerations that you should have in your brain when you're going to buy a laptop. Because if you walk into a shop without having done some research beforehand, you'll be bamboozled by the selection, by the information being spouted at you by a salesperson, and then also by what looks pretty. I mean, all of these things can feed in. But the three things that you should have in your brain are, firstly, your budget, because everybody will have a different budget. There are people who don't want to spend more than €300, and then there are people who are willing to spend €3,000. So have your budget in your brain. Then ask yourself, what do you want to use a laptop for? Are you going to use it for college? Are you going to use it for work? Are you going to be bringing it traveling with you? Do you just want to, you know, do what I do, which is shop on ASOS and watch Netflix? You've got so many different considerations. And then screen size. So the way that the sort of the unofficial rule of thumb is, the bigger the laptop screen, the cheaper it's going to be. So if you want a neat little nifty device that's around 12 inches that you can carry and it's really nice to travel with, it's going to be more expensive.
Okay.
So it's just, it's a little bit more cumbersome, the 15.6 inch screens, but they tend to be cheaper for the most part.
And on that budget issue, like I remember, I know I was joking earlier about like, you know, how a few people had laptops when I was in college.
Yeah.
Some people did, but they were expensive. Like it was a grand minimum really for a laptop, and it was in pounds we were talking about, old punts.
How old are you?
Yeah, I'm not that old, Jess. Come on. Like the euro's not around that long. But you mentioned, and there is that huge range now. You can go in and see them for a couple of £100. But people will still go in and they will be bamboozled by some of the tech talk. So maybe talk us through a few of those issues like RAM and storage and processors that people will be bombarded with. What they should be looking out for.
Exactly. So you know the little pieces of paper that sit in front of laptops when you walk into a shop? There's a lot of information there. So the first one that needs to catch your eye, as you mentioned, is budget. So if you only have €500, just look within that price range. Then the other things that matter are the RAM. So the RAM usually indicates how fast a laptop is. So if you want to be multitasking, or if you're going to be using a program that is quite demanding, so if you're going to be editing video, for example, or as we mentioned earlier, playing games, you'll want a graphics card and a lot of RAM. I would not buy a device with less than 4 gigs of RAM, ideally not less than 8, but sometimes your budget can't stretch to that. So 4 gigs of RAM is important. In terms of internal storage, so this is where it'll say, you know, 128 gigs of storage or whatever it may be. Internal storage isn't as important as it used to be.
People needed, when I was younger, sorry, I keep saying this, but it was a big thing because once you went above it, that was it. You couldn't do anything else. You had to go and delete everything.
Yeah.
No longer, I assume, with the cloud.
We have the cloud computing now. So again, if you are, I would be lost without the likes of Google Docs. Like everything that I do is cloud-based. We've also talked about Dropbox on the show in the past. So everything that I have on my work laptop that's here in front of me is based in the cloud, so I can access it anywhere. So internal storage isn't as big a deal anymore, particularly if you're willing to pay, say, a tenner a month to the likes of Dropbox. And then when it comes to processor, so it's usually, you know, like the i3, the i5, the i7, and it'll have some gobbledygook afterwards.
Yeah.
You're nodding away at me there like the little Churchill dog going, oh, yes.
Yeah. Is that like a 386 or a 486?
Anyway, so, you know, you may think that the i7 processor is the best, and technically, yes, it is. However, if the processor is colossal, it's going to drain your battery life. So think these things out. If you are going to be spending 10 hours a day or 6 hours a day in college, you're going to want a battery life that's going to last, rather than a super powerful laptop, but you can only work off it for 3 hours. So I would usually go for the i5. I think the i5 is nice. It's in the middle. It'll get things done. But if you pair that with, you know, 8 gigs of RAM and then you've got all your storage options, you're laughing. So they would be the key considerations, in my opinion.
So I know you've got a couple of laptops in front of you. We were talking about the rose gold. What did you call it?
Blogger Hun Rose Gold. Yeah, no, I know. Again, colour, I wouldn't let colour bamboozle you. But the reason I have these two devices in, they're both made by HP. And one of them is 849. And one of them is, you ready for this now?
Yeah.
The one that you unboxed, the Blogger Hun Gold.
Yeah.
Guess how much that is?
849 was the non-rose gold one. 1149?
1,844.99. I don't know why they let me have these things. So
I don't know why you let me open it.
No, neither do I. So it's on sale at the moment if you shop around for 1,844. The regular retail price is 2,199.99. Now, the reason I can see your
Does
face
here. Does
it
study
now.
For you?
So there are key differences between these laptops, as you would well imagine. The 849 one, let's start with that one. That's the HP Pavilion. It's a 15.6-inch screen, so it's a decent-sized screen. It has a really powerful processor. It has the 8 gigs of RAM. It has a terabyte of storage. And it's also not that thick in terms of if you are bringing it in and out of college or in and out of work. The reason it's a little bit cheaper than the one that is bonkers money is because the one that is bonkers money, as you can see here in studio, if you're on newstalk.com, you might be able to see it. It's a foldy-overy laptop is the technical term, I think. It's whereby you can have it as a laptop, a traditional laptop, or you can fold the keyboard behind it and just have the screen. The screen is 4K. Everything looks gorgeous on this. If you are looking for an infotainment device, so something that you can do your work but you want to watch Netflix on the sly, this is the way to go. The processor is incredibly powerful. It has all the ports you could ask for. It has 8 gigs of RAM, 250 gigs of storage, HDMI output. Again, all the different bits and pieces basically that you need. It also comes with a stylus and a cover. So you are paying a bit more, but you're getting accessories with it, because sometimes if you wanted to get accessories with a device, you'd have to buy them on as add-ons.
Yeah.
Which is a pain in the face. You'd just be like, just tell me the price for everything. Yeah. So for your €1,800, you are getting all of the bits and pieces. So the fact of the matter is the Spectre X360, which is the more expensive device, this is aimed at people who are going to be doing the likes of anything to do with design, anything to do with architecture, anyone who wants that precision and that speed and be able to use heavy duty programs on
the
laptop.
I assume for your basic undergraduate degree, though, your 849...
Well, your 849 for your basic undergraduate degree is being very generous to yourself. I don't think you need to go over £500, to be perfectly honest with you now, because again, in the age of cloud computing, you don't need to have programs saved to the desktop or to your computer like you used to. You don't need the storage, as we mentioned. So there are amazing things
out there. If
you're
doing an arts degree, all you need is a pen and paper anyway, really, isn't it?
Well, listen, this is because my boyfriend went back to college last year, and what he bought was a Chromebook for €240, and it got him through a completely gone through. Everything he did was based on Google Docs. Everything was based in the cloud, and he didn't need anything else. So I think, let's be straight about it. Obviously, it's nice if you can go out and treat yourself to €1,000 laptop. However, not everybody can. So look at what your requirements are. And if you just need Google Docs, don't bother buying Microsoft Office. Stay away from that. Just use Google Docs for free.
All right, Jess, loads of questions coming in. We don't have time for them this week. I'm sure we'll get to some of them next week. But I have to read out two texts. T in Dublin. I watched every episode of Love Island and I loved it. And I'm an avid News Talk listener and I'm a snob. Someone else says, I'm in my 60s and I religiously watched Love Island. It was a fun study in people and my top two were my favourite. And that's from Anne. Anne and T, we'll touch base before Love Island 2019.
Touch base, would you go away with yourself?